Well, look, as I've said, anyone could beat anyone, and we'll see what happens with the game today, Gold Coast, Adelaide. I'm not expecting much from Adelaide today. I don't think Gold Coast is going to sort of bring as much as they did last week, but they might, you know, they might surprise
us. It's hard to know what is going to happen in the minds of these Gold Coast players because they're a young team.
Exactly.
They could be coming into this if they buy their own hype, but
they could get smashed if they buy their own hype.
Honestly, I don't think a first-year player has ever been as important to a team as Raul is to Gold Coast. And I don't think you can tell Raul, don't go as hard, don't buy your own hype, blah, blah, blah. He's not the kind of player, I think, who does buy into hype.
Let him play.
He's going to go hard. He's going to feed that ball out. He's going to get a lot of ball. Yeah. And I think he's going to lead that midfield for them this week. Adelaide can't stop him.
They don't have anyone to stop him. So anyway, let's get into that preview then. Gold Coast Suns, Adelaide Crows. It does start in 90 minutes, 1 hour, 28 minutes and 34 seconds until bounce down. And it is obviously up in the Queensland hub. Adelaide flying up there for their first game and also Port Adelaide playing their first game in the hub today. Ins and outs, what have we got?
That's a very good question.
Okay, so I've got him here. So coming in for Gold Coast is two really important players, two big names for them, yeah. Brandon Ellis and David Swallow. They're coming in, and who they're missing, who they've omitted, I don't think is that much of a loss in Fiorini and Lemons. So huge names coming in for some not so huge names. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what you want. It's that you don't want that selection issue where you're saying, we're going to drop a good player for a good player because this player is slightly better or whatever. Ellis and Swallow are guns. There's no other way to say it. You've got a double premiership player in Ellis who, for Gold Coast, kind of, it looks like he patrols kind of that sweeper role,
mm-hmm.
which all that means is that he's stopping the out. So he's stopping the opposition's midfield from being able to, one, kick out or run out of a stoppage. So when you've got players like Raul, even Anderson on the outside, these midfield players who are win the ball at all cost players, they can sometimes not be as defensively minded as you want them to be. So having a player like Ellis in there might be able to stop the bleeding. So that's the idea. He's going to do that this week, I reckon, because all Adelaide has in their midfield is Sloan and the Crouch brothers. And all they know how to do is get the ball and kick or handball. I don't think they've got the tools to win this midfield battle. Yeah.
I think you're right there. I just want to say that Brandon Ellis is on my bench. I would have put him on the field if I had known that there was going to be a buy around. Anyway, go on.
Swallow is obviously the other one in there. And he is one of those players that hasn't had the career that people thought he was going to have. And whether it's because he was up on the Gold Coast or what the go is, he has had some injury issues, everything like that. I rate him pretty highly, though. I think he's a really good ball user. He wins the ball he has to. He's their captain. You know, he's a co-captain with Wits. He's dedicated to this club, and he deserves a win. I feel for him that he wasn't in that game last week. But he's one of the players who you could tell will be out there, and the players will want to win for him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when we talk about them coming in saying, we might have this one in the bag already or anything like that, it'll be looking to Swallow to say, no, we want to win for him. You know, so I think they've got a bit there. When you said outs, Fiorini not being a big name, I really love Fiorini. I think he gets a lot of ball. He's a great fantasy player.
But I don't know that you can hold a candle to him against Ellis and Swallow.
Yeah, well, the thing I'm saying, though, is that they play different roles. So they haven't gone a like-for-like replacement. They've brought in two players who do play defensively mid-minded, and that could be something that was – because Fiorini's more of an outside ball winner.
Yeah, so, and it's probably because of they are playing Adelaide and you've got the Crouch brothers and Sloan there.
Yeah, so I don't think – like last week they won contested ball really easily. You wouldn't have thought they would, but they did. This week, I think they're trying to make sure if they do lose contested ball, they've got their outs covered.
Yep. So we'll keep talking about this game and we'll get our predictions and we'll do a Sunday best bet as well. But I noticed we've just got a question here from Barclay McGain. Given that it's likely other members of Essendon have contracted COVID-19, what's the likelihood that today is the last day of AFL footy for a few months? So I have some thoughts about that. I don't think that it will be the last of footy. I think now that it's back and now that the broadcast is done and the rights and everything, I don't think they'll cancel it again. I think they'll probably just, if they have to, like Channel 7 said, get rid of Essendon for the season. What do you think, Anthony?
It could even be a case of they say isolate them, blah, 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 and then play their games at a later date. Yeah. If they don't want to rule them out, because they're going to have a lot of angry Essendon fans. Look, I made this joke before personally in our own little thing, but Essendon hasn't really affected the AFL competition for 15 years. What's one more year?
Who cares?
Like, it's just...
Kick them out. Doesn't matter. Kick them out. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. They're not doing much. Let's just... We're not going to miss them.
No. And then also just a comment from Barclay as well, going back to the Richmond Hawthorn game. I didn't see the question. And I'm not even going to respond to Ben Connolly because it's just the same old crap from him.
I want to know now. What's he saying?
We were just talking about Nat Nui.
Of course he is. Yeah.
Yeah. He has a love affair with the Eagles, this guy. He's Ben Connolly. There can be two teams playing. Not Freo, not anyone. It could just be two random teams and he'll bring up the Eagles. He just will. He's obsessed. But from Barclay, Richmond with Dusty Martin is still a top four team. I agree. I have to agree. But Hawthorn are very underrated. They play the entirety of last year without the pig himself, Tom Mitchell. Is that why they're looking better this year, Anthony? Is it the Tom Mitchell factor?
I think it's Tom Mitchell plus Amira.
Yep.
I think that's what you want to look at. When you've got one and not the other, they do still struggle, but it's having both those players giving them something different that if one player isn't able to get that, you get it from the other. Yep. You know, so I think they complement each other really well. And the fact that they went and got them both in the same trade period might actually show their forward thinking on that. I reckon that's kind of what you're looking at there. And look, I don't feel that I underrate Hawthorn. I might even overrate them. I picked them to play finals this year.
We'll have to revisit our ladder.
God, it's hard to do that with Harry Shane. We can't even know the fixtures.
Yeah, let's revisit our ladder next week. Let's see what we thought and where we're sitting. Let's do that next week. But yeah, Hawthorn, you do rate them. I didn't rate them as highly as you, but I certainly don't think that they're a bad side.
I'm one of the people that fall into that thing of any team coached by Alex Clarkson can't be written off. Mm-hmm. But with Hawthorn, the thing that gave me the hope with them is that Their finish to the season last year was very strong, and they beat about, I think, four of the top six teams in that run home. Everyone knows what they did to West Coast in the last round, but they beat
GWS. I don't. Tell me what.
But they beat GWS. I believe they beat Richmond and Geelong all in that run home last year.
They're still very good.
Yeah. What they did to GWS when they went up to the cold and beat them up there last year, that was the grand final team. That they be a grand finalist. It's what they can do is amazing. I don't ever sleep on Hawthorn, but I think what happened this week is that everyone expects Richmond to click. Everyone knows it's coming. Without Dustin Martin, I know what you're saying. They're still a strong team. They're still a premiership team, but look at their history without Dustin Martin, because he changes the makeup of how they play.
Yeah, he does. And as you said, he's a game winner. When no one else steps up, he will. You know he will. And he always does. Anyway, so back to Gold Coast Adelaide. I've got my money on Gold Coast here. What do you think? You have to, don't you? I mean, but what are you thinking here? Is it gonna be close? Is it gonna be a blowout? What are you thinking?
I think this could get nasty. And simply because that power game last week has given me no confidence in Adelaide at all. Like, they were deplorable.
Yep.
And I think there's a lot of similarities between the makeup of Port Adelaide and Gold Coast. And I don't think Adelaide can counter that. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a close game because I want to watch a good contest. But I still just don't think that Adelaide have any outside run. and that's where they fall down.
So let's look at the betting market a little bit here. And this may not be your Sunday best bet, but it's certainly, after what Anthony has just said, it's certainly something you might want to look at. Gold Coast by 40 plus, $8. What do you think?
I think it's worth throwing a little bit on that.
Worth a couple bucks, isn't it?
The problem is with the shortened game styles, do they have enough time to kick that margin?
Yeah, it is very hard to win by that much. And Gold Coast is still a little bit of an unknown. I mean, yes, they did beat the Eagles last week, but as we've seen, the Eagles are rubbish. Beating the Eagles right now is not hard to do. I don't think any team would struggle.
So is Adelaide.
Yeah, look, I know Adelaide is. I think Adelaide is an easy beat. I do. I haven't seen anything from Adelaide that would lead me to believe that they're any good.
Look, they're looking like the spoon winners this year already.
I think I tipped them as the spoon, didn't I? It was either them or Sydney.
It was you and I between them and Sydney. We thought one of them were going to go down.
Yeah,
there.
I think we can. I think Adelaide is probably going to get it.
Yeah. Looking at the markets there for most points in fantasy. So this is fantasy, not Supercoach.
Yep.
You've got Rory Lair. Sorry, you've got Matt Rao on $6. Yep. $6 to get the most points. And this is because Matt Crouch and Brad Crouch are up there, but they haven't been scoring that well.
Mm-hmm.
So Matt Crouch, Brad Crouch, and Riley O'Brien are all ahead of Matt Rao, which is why he's back on $6.
Yep.
$6 to get most fantasy points there. I think he's pretty close to doing that. The other one to look at is if you want to take that little cheeky one, is Tuk Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He's paying $10 to get the most fantasy points. Now, in this... this is just in this group. In this setup right now, Tuk Miller is scoring very well because they're using him as a stopper.
Yep.
And he tackles well. And everyone knows 4 points for a tackle in fantasy. You know, if then that tackle gets a free kick, gets a kick, he's got 9 points sitting right there. 11, yep. 10 points, you know. It's worth its weight. So, look, they're worth two to look at for this game if you're thinking about putting anything on.
I honestly, for mine though, the Sunday best bet, if I'm recommending anything, my Sunday best bet is Gold Coast to win by 1-39, $2.20 on Sportsbet. That's what I'm getting on. I'm getting on that. And we gave you three best bets last week.
Oh, well, look at this, man. Go both ways then. Like, put a little bit on 1-39 so you get your money back, and put the same amount on 39-40 or whatever is 40 up.
40 plus, yep.
You know, which you said, what, $8?
$8. Yeah, it's paying $8. Yeah.
So if you put the same amount on both of them, you get your money back if they win by less, and then you get more than, you know, you get eight times or whatever, six times because of what you put on the first one.
I mean,
by them going $8
up. The risk is if Adelaide wins, but I can't see it.
Of course, but I don't think that's going to happen. But hey, whatever, it's your choice.
And look, and we did do, as I said, we gave you three last week and all of them paid. I'm not saying we're gurus or guns, but that's exactly what I'm saying. So listen to us, do what we tell you. No, don't. I think that's illegal. I don't know. I'm going to be a lawyer. I should probably figure that out.
Gamble responsibly is what you have to
gamble
say.
Gamble responsibly.
Like, yeah, we're going to put a little, you're going to do one of those one thirds or whatever where you call them lower thirds.
We're not telling you what to bet. We wouldn't dare. But if I were a betting man, and I am, I'm putting $10 on Gold Coast to win by 1-39 at $2.20. That's what I'm getting on. All right, Anthony, we've got 10 minutes left. Let's get into the final game of the round. It is obviously Fremantle playing Port Adelaide. This one, I think, will be a fairly decent game. I think we're going to be entertained here. And as I said, I have tipped Fremantle. I've tipped Fremantle. I think that they're going to show a little bit more. Maybe not a great tip, perhaps. But give us your thoughts. What do you think?
All right. So I've sorry for your fans. I've gone poor, and it's not because I think Freo have actually shown a lot last two rounds, if you take it that way. They've come close both rounds. They've kept the game contested and tight and a close score. So I'm not off Freo at all. Where it comes from is that I am so on Port Adelaide. And I said this preseason, I'm pretty sure. I said, I want to adjust the way we're thinking. This is back when we were in the studio.
You did.
I was like, I think we're sleeping on Port Adelaide. I think they're going to be good. And they haven't let me down so far. So I have to stay on that. Sorry, Freer fans. So I think Port's going to get this done. I don't think it's going to be comfortably. But where I think it's won and lost is I think Port's midfield is deeper.
Yep.
And that's where I think it is. So it's that Freer needs their younger kids to really step up and do something. Your Brayshaws, your Cheras, these guys in the middle. And if they do that, then you go all right. But I think Port, you look at how far they bat in there. They've got Ebert, Boak, Gray runs through there, giving you a lot of like seniority hard bodies. But then Butters, Dersma, these guys who come on the other level under there just really get the job done, you know. We don't know if Jesse Hogan's playing still. He's listed as an in.
He is. He's an in, but he so obviously was named after you know, some mental health issues, and that's great that he's back. But what was it, 2 days ago, or was it yesterday, dropped a weight on his head in the gym.
Mm.
Can't catch a break, can he?
No. Lucky. Like, this is one of those plays you just want to see out there, not just for his own benefit, but because he will really straighten this Freer side up. They need him in there to take pressure off Tabana.
Yep.
And to allow Lob to actually ruck the minutes he needs to ruck. So that's a battle I'm looking forward to is Lob versus Lysette. I really want to see how that goes. But I think Lob just gets a lot more ball around the ground and is a really good ruckman around the ground. So that's where I think they have a slight advantage. Lysette tries to, but I think Lob's just too fast for him. I really do.
I agree. I think Lob is the better ruckman of the two.
Ollie Wine's coming in.
Yeah, so Ryan Burton out. He's obviously injured, and Ollie Wines coming in.
So that's not a like for like.
Nope.
But Wines is, once again, another midfielder that is going to go deeper than Freo's. So, and he has a lot to prove, Wines. He does have a lot to prove here. That does take away from Port Adelaide's backline, but they've been using Houston through the middle. It just means Houston's going to go back, I'm pretty sure. Back there. Which for fantasy players, they're not going to be happy about because Houston's been scoring very well as a midfielder and that's where he gets his score. If he goes back, it's going to be, sorry guys. Burn Jones and across that back line has looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've got a lot of run off their back line. They're feeding it to those midfielders who are doing a lot of two-way running and Connor Rosie is the person they need to stop up forward.
Yeah, he definitely needs to be stopped. And if I wasn't already out, of super coach, I wouldn't want that to happen, but it doesn't matter to me anymore. On the just a couple of more ins for Fremantle. So obviously we said Jesse Hogan, we're not sure if he'll play, but then there's also Nathan Wilson coming in and Sam Sturt. Now I like the look of Sam Sturt. I like the look of him. He obviously, you know, can kick. You know, he's playing at half forward today with Tabana there, but I think he might kick a couple today.
He definitely has the option to. But Sam Sturt, and I've talked this guy up, I don't know how much and how many weeks I've been doing it, but he's a player who really gives him a link between forward and mid because he should be a midfielder. He will be a midfielder once he gets size about him. And he's got that like Fife-esque build. So he's going to be a very dangerous forward come midfielder for them. So having him cross half forward makes sense because he'll run up, he'll get the ball coming back, but he'll go deep when the ball's coming in and be an option in the air. I'm not sure that Port actually have a good matchup for him or whether they've thought about matching up on him because once again, he's a first-year player. You don't put much stock into it, you know? So he's a player who could take them by surprise if they use him well. Nathan Wilson across that half-back line is another player who gives them a long kick out of defense, a long accurate kick. Sometimes bites off a bit more than probably should, but with the way Frio's playing now, he's a player who'll benefit from it. We've said previously that maybe Fife's a player who isn't benefiting from how they're playing now.
Mm-hmm.
The guys like Walters, Wilson, who have these accurate kicks, who use the ball well and are now being given the license to.
Yep.
They're the ones they're going to benefit and we're going to see a lot from. So Wilson's a big inclusion into that back line. Griffin Logue, just quickly.
Yep.
Went on to Charlie Cameron last week and didn't beat him by going one-on-one with him. Like we saw how Shepard went one-on-one with Cameron and that's how he beat him.
Yep.
Logue didn't beat him by going one-on-one. He beat him by shepherding him into non-dangerous positions.
Yeah. He's a good defender, isn't he, Logue? I think he's definitely underrated.
Smart. Very smart.
Yeah. Yep. You
know, he knew that if that ball came near them, he's not going to beat Charlie Cameron one-on-one because Cameron's gone for speed and agility.
Yep.
So he just didn't have the ball come near him.
And it was a good way to do it. It was a very good way to do it. Look, I'm still saying Freo just, but it might be a bad tip. Port Adelaide might be getting up on that
I'm
one.
I'm on Port on this one, yeah.
But it is six and a half hours, almost 6 hours, 15 minutes away.
That's
so
the
that
thing
is
too. It's an 8 o'clock start over there.
Yeah, it's a late one, and I'm not sure why it would be so late. But that's what it is. And so you know, just on the betting, Port Adelaide is paying $1.37.
I do have a reason why it's so late. Sorry, I can clear that up for you.
Go for it.
Yeah, so they moved the Gold Coast Adelaide game into primetime because of the other game getting cancelled.
Yeah, okay.
And because they're both being played at Metricon Stadium.
Yeah,
they need to sanitize the stadium between games.
Sure, sure.
Because they're allowing crowds in there.
All right, well, that's the answer there. All right, so you're going Port Adelaide, I'm going Fremantle. That's going to be quite the game to watch. But, Anthony, that brings us to the end of the show. We don't have any more time. We need to bugger off. Once again, thank you so much for joining me on a Sunday. It's
always good, man.
It's always early. It's never that easy, even if you're not hungover. But, you know, we do love it, and we love you watching, and we love you tuning in and downloading and listening wherever you are around Australia or even around the world. We have a number of listeners in the United States and in Spain and the like. So thanks very much for listening. We do appreciate it. We will be back next week, Sunday, 10 a.m., to cover all of next week's rounds, games, just as long as they go ahead. We'll see what happens with Essendon and see what
Stay
comes out of that.
Stay positive, just not COVID
Stay positive.
Positive.
We'll see what comes out of that. We'll keep you updated on our Facebook page and on Twitter. So Behind the Goals or BTG on DRN1 on Twitter. So once again, thanks very much for listening and we will see you.